From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll speak with the man who leads the only U.S.-based group that is supplying the Syrian rebels with money and gear like night vision goggles.
But first, we are living in the, quote, golden age of spying. That's how one expert reacted to the news that the NSA has circumvented or cracked much of the encryption or digital scrambling, which protects the privacy of everything from medical records and emails to business communications all online. That's according to a report today from the New York Times and ProPublica, and it's the latest news from the secret U.S. intelligence documents leaked by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. Scott Shane co-reported this story. He's national security correspondent for the New York Times. He joins us from Washington. Scott, first of all, the Times says that the documents show that the government is winning its long-running secret war on internet privacy codes, and British agents who hadn't known about the program were, quote, gobsmacked when they heard about it. Is it really all as all-encompassing as it sounds?
It is. Even to experts we talk to in cryptography, people who are technically minded and follow these issues very closely, I think they found the extent and the kind of multifaceted nature of NSA's campaign to undermine encryption quite impressive, almost breathtaking. The agency spends billions of dollars, has spent billions of dollars, especially since 2000, on all kinds of different things, from supercomputers custom-built to break certain kinds of encryption, to hacking into computer servers to lift passwords and encryption keys, to working with manufacturers either voluntarily or with sort of the threat of legal coercion to get help in putting in what they call backdoors into the encryption so that NSA has sort of a way to read these encrypted scrambled messages.
Scott, let me ask you that. It sounds like an all-encompassing program, billions of dollars, multiple forms of code breaking, essentially. Is the NSA targeting any particular types of communications, or is that as all-encompassing as well?
Well, NSA's job is to collect foreign intelligence, and as we've seen even in recent weeks, you had all those embassies, American embassies, that were temporarily closed because of a threat from Al-Qaeda, and that was reportedly based on an intercept of communications between Al-Qaeda in Pakistan, Al-Qaeda in Yemen. And even more recently, you had the government trying to figure out which Syrian officials played a role in approving the chemical weapons attack over there. That's sort of NSA's bread and butter. That's what they do. And in many cases, those are encrypted communications. NSA's, has to break the encryption in order to read the message or to understand the message if it's a phone. And but what our story showed, what the documents which come originally from that NSA contractor Edward Snowden showed, is that the campaign to undermine encryption, to counter encryption, really goes far beyond strictly foreign intelligence communications, but it's the basic encryption that is now built into many ordinary internet transactions. When you buy something online, you might see the little padlock that appears on your computer screen,
right,
showing that the transaction's encrypted. Even when you use most email services now, there is encryption as the message travels through Google systems and out onto the internet.
Scott, I'm sorry to interrupt. Forgive me. We just got about 45 seconds to go. And I do want to point out something that you pointed out in your reporting today, that since 1952, the NSA has specialized in code breaking and sees it as essential to its mission, though.
That's right. But back in the 50s, 60s, codes were fairly obscure and were used basically by militaries and foreign diplomats to protect their sort of government communications. What's happened since then is we're all communicating on the internet. Everybody's using encryption, whether wittingly or not. And so some of the people we talked to thought that what NSA is doing threatens to undermine ultimately the security of all of us, the privacy of all our communications on the Internet, including those of Americans. Mm.
Scott Shane is the national security reporter for The New York Times. We've got a link to his reporting at our website, hereandnow.org. Scott, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.